It is very important for you to understand that this reality of synchronicity can allow us, even in the case of minor daily events, such as my calling you this evening, to pass immediately into what is beyond all this and thus persuade ourselves of the existence of a reality which is highly superior to the one you live here. By this, I mean that these AE coincidences are like a gate which is waiting to be opened so that we can escape to a reality we had never thought existed but which is essential for our happiness. I was a bit surprised. It was the first time that Caesar talked about the existence of God and explained to me that I could perceive his existence immediately if I was ready to understand the phenomena surrounding me. I must confess that I had been very preoccupied with this subject and I was seeking to clarify some of my questions. I succeeded mainly due to my careful study of the general principles underlying the most important philosophical systems and practices of the Orient, especially from India. There is a huge leap, however, from theory to practice, but I wanted to take it as fast as possible. At the same time, I knew this was a relatively delicate subject. Many people minimize its importance and many ignore it utterly. I have always felt in my heart, however, that something exists and that life is more than a mechanical development of events. Several times I wanted to talk about this with certain people I trusted and whose opinions I respected. To my surprise and disappointment, however, I had to admit that the idea of God that most people have is either wrong or none at all. Unfortunately, I even noticed a kind of unconscious obstinacy in some people, and I have learned that others prefer to follow the dark path of evil. Given these circumstances, how can you argue to them that God exists when they reject any conversation on this subject from the beginning? Their dark force and sometimes diabolical intelligence unconsciously give them a false sensation of power and dominance which will eventually and surely lead them to a great fall. A bit discouraged by this lack of success, I had often had the intention to ask Caesar for advice on this matter, and this now seemed to be a good time to do so because he was the one who had brought the subject into our discussion. Moreover, I am sure that there are people who, deep in their hearts, sincerely believe in God, even though some of them still pay tribute to the rigors of society and seek to persuade themselves that they are wrong or that God is a simple supernatural force that is undefinable and something that is not accessible to humans. This is why I decided to clarify this difficult subject and ask Caesar to explain it as clearly as possible so that I could in turn explain it to others so that those who are interested can overcome the barriers of uncertainty. If God matches synchronicities and makes them possible, then he is always inside of us, just as the Oriental tradition argues, I said, because, if he were only outside of us, I cannot see how he could arrange every synchronicity in the cobweb of facts and realities around us. This is in perfect accordance with the principles of Hindu philosophy, which reveals the Atman that is the essential spirit and the immortal self in each of us. But, there is a problem raised by many people here. I am referring to the fact that, as you know, based on its overwhelming authority, Christianity does not acknowledge this but considers it a blasphemy. I can tell you that I've had the chance to meet many persons who felt puzzled by this fact. Some of them reached the point where they experienced something close to an inner drama because the pure sensation they had in their hearts, which gave them an intuition of the presence of the self and thus of God in themselves, was combated by Christian dogma which they adhered to. Caesar listened carefully and thought for a couple of moments. It is true that Christian tradition denies that God is present in the human being, he answered. As you said, however, Oriental spiritual traditions and even spiritual common sense show us that God is present within us all the time, even when the human being is retarded and even when we are selfish or angry. Therefore, it is very important for mankind to know and understand that God is present in them every time and in every situation. Referring to our essential self, I interrupted him in order to clarify any shadow of a doubt. Yes, I am referring to a man from the Hindu spiritual tradition. You need to understand that if it were not so and if God had not placed in each human being a spark of himself, It would have been impossible for God to ask mankind to know him through every great initiate who was fully developed spiritually. In such a case, even if man would have wanted to know God, he would not have what it is he wanted to know, because God would have been absent from the human being. And then, men would have been right to ask, why do you tell me to know you, when you are only outside of me? You can see this is impossible because you are outside of me and I am alone. And because you are not inside of me, where should I know you? If it were so, you could disappear any time and I might never see you again. So, if you are only outside of me, this does not mean I found you forever, and this does not satisfy me. 8. This possible monologue should show you the inconsistency of the idea that God is not present in every one of us. Everybody tells us that God exists but God's true revelation is the one within us. Only then can we say we have become divine. Enlightened my understanding better. Even if, from my point of view, there was no separation between these contradictory aspects on the existence of God, pertinent demonstration inspired me with a deeper understanding of this reality. Therefore, I immediately underlined the idea. Believe this is why Jesus stated, I am inside my Father and the my Father is inside of me. But very few understood this statement, and we can still see the results of that. I said to Caesar. Understood the essential. Caesar replied, confirming what I had said. However, I must note that what Christianity considered to apply only for Jesus is at the same time applicable for every one of us. This is a fundamental truth. Because of the deviations in the translations of the Bible, there were ideas which stated that God does not exist in the human being, and that we can only know God the further by knowing Jesus and though Jesus grace. Clerics state that it is not possible to know God within ourselves. Even if we admitted that this idea was real, we still need to observe that there were persons who had the revelation of God before Jesus. Remember the holographic images in the projection chamber, where you could see for yourself that there existed human beings who had missions similar to that of Jesus, but tens of thousands of years before Jesus. There, you could also see the purely divine influence of their actions. I immediately approved. I remember that this was very puzzling for me at that time. But since a lot of images and information came one after the other, that strong impression somehow passed on to second place. Later, after a few months, when I created a detailed retrospective from my memory of what I had seen in the projection chamber in the Pski Mountains, I noticed that I was not so surprised any longer, and that the situation seemed natural. So, there were many other human beings who reached full communion with God the further before Jesus, and who had very important spiritual missions. In the images I saw, I watched the summary of the missions of three wise men, two of whom were great spiritual reformers. Caesar immediately continued his idea. Even this simple fact shows that God is always present inside of us. If it had not been so from our origins, this would have meant that every human being who lived before Jesus would have been who eventually could have questioned God, asking him, why did you create us and laugh at us before sending your son so that we are rejected forever? Of course, such an idea is nonsense, just as is the notion of sin and eternal torment. People should understand, and here I am referring especially to those fanatics of faith and dogma who lack the minimal opening of the soul which might help them easily grasp in their intuition the meaning of what I'm telling you now, that such an idea is simply absurd. If you consider that making a mistake, which is obviously limited to the time of a human life, it is impossible that one should be tormented forever. Now, I think you know well enough that suffering or torment is directly related to their mistakes in youth. I suppose you have heard about people who go through a crisis and even severe psychical disturbance during a time in their life, but, after a while, they recover and sometimes even evolve in comparison to their condition before the illness. I realized that I had never thought of this. Yes, right, I answered with amazement. How can they recover? Normally, the severe crisis and the illness should kill them, A. Caesar answered without being bothered. Ao, in their case, however, the evil was not so great and the period of torment is over by reason of reconciliation of their past mistakes. There has been compensation before their life ends. In other cases, the situation is different. Some never recover, others become paranoid or are born paranoid and leave the physical world in the same condition. A next headline, in Ao the Ringer. I had correctly understood the mechanism of karma or destiny, but Caesar TMS explanations clarified this even more. Ao, you should know that I have told others part of what you just said, but I was amazed at the virulence of many of them and at the way they gave another meaning to what I said. Sometimes, I almost had no idea what to answer back because their remarks were so mocking and mean. I was troubled because I could not understand why I had not managed to impart the point of view of good witch, as you have said, always wins. A. Caesar laughed briefly and relaxed in the armchair. Ao, it is true that good always wins, don't ever doubt it. In some cases, however, it is not enough to be good if we are weak from the point of view of inner strength and inspiration. In our confrontation with an evil being who is strong, will be quickly defeated even if we are good but do not have enough inner strength. In such situations, which can even be quite dramatic, we will not have the possibility of imposing our will even if truth is on our side and even if we know the truth well and it is clear for us that the other one is a pervert who wants to confuse us or divide thousands of people. Our truth will no longer have any importance, and, even if we complain and tell everyone about that persona TMS actions, that the respective person is evil and that we know the monstrous truth about them, this will, quite paradoxically, have almost no importance at all. I was somewhat confused. In a certain way, in my subconscious, I imagined that the good and the truth should automatically and quickly win no matter the situation. Ao, why? I asked, slightly hesitating. Ao, why has goodness no power in that situation? A. Caesar spoke slowly, emphasizing the words as if to convince himself that I understood this very important aspect well. Ao, because, when we have anemic reactions and answers, we won't be able to fight efficiently and with almost equal forces against someone who is evil but strong, even if we have good on our side as a weapon. To a being that is powerful and evil, it requires a good and powerful one to oppose them. If the good one is not equal, then the evil but more powerful will win. I think you know that there have been many such cases in history when a tyrant has managed to confuse millions of people through his determination to have them act aberrantly. If goodness is not doubled by inner strength so that it becomes efficient goodness, it is not like Goda TMS goodness. EATMD rather say TA TMS a deplorable state in which many could say about the respective person that they are a so good that the ATMA stupid. ATM, AO in such situations. A good person who has a weak aura and inner strength will feel somehow a squashed, ATM small and almost insignificant in front of the overwhelming strength of their opponent who is, unfortunately, evil. You can recognize that weak person by the specific state he or she displays. Usually, they shake their shoulders and, thinking they are fully justified, they state, I am small, ATMS nothing I can do, and I must obey. ATM and they do obey, even if it is against their will. Such people cannot efficiently oppose the evil ones because their energetic aura is small and anemic. By saying this, I mean that they do not yet have enough good strength in order to successfully oppose the pressure exerted by the evil opponent. A pause followed during which neither one of us spoke. I was staring at a point on the floor, trying to understand my current condition from the point of view of such a confrontation between good and evil. It is true that some years had passed since those conversations I had with my opponents, but I was reluctant to draw a conclusion. I would have liked to have asked Caesar about this in order to get a pertinent evaluation, but something seemed to stop me from asking him. I found myself asking, how can this force of good in the inner aura increase? For example, how can I become strong enough to successfully face the evil in others? I then felt that I had chosen the way of good. Caesar looked at me, content with my question. He looked straight into my eyes and answered me calmly. Many persons have evil tendencies or even intentions deep inside, and they display them almost unconsciously. Most of the times they do not even figure this out. They even consider that it is the good way. Inferior evil levels fuel them with a very brutish specific energy that influences their minds and thoughts, so that those beings even wish to hurt or enjoy hurting those around them. You know that the forces of evil do not tolerate the good. Spiritual or even moral superiority disturbs those who are evil, and they feel an exaggerated wish to hit, destroy, and profane that which is good and elevated. In our age, one can easily find villains who do such low deeds and then become a channel for the activity of evil forces. However, as long as they don't yet fall very low and do not close their entire soul through their wrong thinking and evil actions, such people still have moments of awareness when they are tormented by doubt and regret. But if they fall too low on the descending slope, or if they have a soul themes or vicitem as they say, then it will be very difficult to bring them back to normal in their current existence. Such an example would be Signore Massini, wouldn't it? I asked. Of course, but not only him. Generally speaking, almost all Masonic leaders of international importance are confronted with this aspect, whether they are fully aware of it or not. It's like a marker in their aura which can ever deceive a sensitive person who is profoundly oriented towards the good. Yes, I said, regular people will say that these are all just inventions and aberrations, and that these people are in fact respectable. You know the old and ridiculous conception of materialist science: there are no subtle energies, there are no subtle bodies, and there are no subtle worlds, because we cannot see them. Caesar smiled faintly. My dear, this problem is specific to the age we live in. If, in their egotism and fear, some people prefer to think this way, this is only due to their ignorance. Subtle energies exist and they can be understood, but those who perceive them must be able to capture them. Just like we cannot print a photo on a piece of wood, so is it that subtle energies cannot be evidenced in every being if one is not aware nor able to perceive them. As the consciousness of such a person has a lower vibrating frequency, they cannot perceive the subtle manifestation of the energies that are around. These people are like countrymen who see an elephant but say that elephants don't yet exist. But, beyond the ignorant opinion of such people, the subtle reality is quite clear for those who have trained and are able to see clearly. They have a common world because they describe similar states and aspects. From the point of view of subtle perception, this world is much superior to that in which regular people feel and perceive things and beings around them. To draw a parallel, magnetic phenomena is not evident unless we have the necessary instruments of measurement, and some types of atomic radiation would not be noticed save for the reactions they produce. Even though we cannot see them with our own eyes, they are accepted. I agreed with his determination. After a short pause, Caesar continued with the previous idea. It was telling you that the evil ones cannot deceive a person who is profoundly oriented towards goodness and who at the same time has certain clear-sight qualities. Unfortunately, however, they do manage to successfully deceive huge masses of people through diabolical systems of government and population control. You cannot even imagine the mess and decay which exists in their world, especially in the world of politics. Ao do know something. Yatmov had occasion to observe them for a while, even though at that time I was not aware of these aspects. I said bitterly, referring to my old job. It is very good that destiny has shown you another direction. Moreover, this will help you considerably in making the right decision when I tell you the reason of my visit. Some of my recommendations, as well as neutrality towards the political conglomerate, have served as a strong advantage for certain decision makers to consider you. Don't yet worry. It's a decent proposal, even though I realize it still hides a complicated game. My heart was pounding. This approach from Caesar was something totally different and it raised my curiosity, but I had no time to state my questions out loud because he spoke to me again. and a TARDIS very good that our discussion got to these aspects related to the need to be strong and oriented towards good because they are related to what YATIM I'm going to tell you. Hey, I thought it was time for me to take a chance to get some of my questions answered, so I asked Caesar something that had been on my mind. You mean that, given the decision I must make, I need a strong aura and enough energy to support a confrontation with evil? But, am I really ready for this? A. Caesar smiled, elegantly avoiding a direct answer. Ayo, if the power of good is developed in your aura enough, you'll be able to efficiently fight against the powerful manifestations of evil and even persuade those you come into contact with the evil nature of their orientation. Most of the time, these persons are somewhat mimetic. They imitate what they see in others, but they imitate what is evil. It is only natural that they also gather evil influences in their aura. Such people are like puppets who act this way because the others around them act in the same way. Thus, a sort of general fooling of people intervenes and each person takes the other one as an example, but rather than follow good habits and correct attitudes, they are prone to evil actions and tendencies because, as you already know, they are easier to follow. Eventually and unavoidably, these actions will have to be fully paid for, and this will mean a lot of suffering for the respective person. Hey, I allowed myself to interfere by vocalizing my observation that collective fooling is particularly ideological in nature, and that the aesthetic or worth of a decadent offer is presently greater than that of just ideas and actions. Caesar confirmed the truth of what I said. It's completely true, because there is already an almost quasi-total control of the mass media, ideas and programs by the Freemasons. It is easy to observe that they insist upon what is decadent, easy, childish and lacking any taste, content or spiritual value. Under these conditions, it is only natural that people should swallow what comes to them. At first, it might be more difficult to hook them, but it soon becomes a habit in time, and in their mindset and aura, they gather energies and ideas like how this should happen atm and how this is normal. Atm Thus, we reach the paradoxical situation when, if something truly valuable and spiritual intervenes, the presentation is ignored if not rejected. This is a sad and at the same time dangerous situation. There are always solutions, however. Ao, do not forget that any habit can be changed if one acts with an opposite habit. If you are oriented towards being good and strong, you can persuade those you come into contact with of the evil nature of their orientation, and thus you can add a flavor to the evil tendencies they promote. Even after a short conversation with such people, if your aura is strong enough, you can help these persons choose a beneficial orientation which will save them. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to persuade, for example, a hard rock fan that what he is doing is evil. You can do this provided that there is real dialogue. If you succeed, that person will not afterwards be attracted anymore to what he or she previously considered fascinating and evil. A. Caesar sipped a bit from the orange juice I had served him and then continued as if he was suddenly inspired. Just think about the huge level of robotization and hypnosis in the life of modern men. If you pay attention to the way they live and think, you'll immediately notice that the atom have practically forgotten about their divine soul, and they are completely fascinated with inferior, degrading, vicious and perverted temptations of the Freemasonic society they are a part of. Since this society is almost exclusively governed by material wealth, you'll rarely find traces of authentic spirituality. And when they do manifest themselves, they tend to be quickly oppressed, accused and degraded in the eyes of the masses, which are then almost hypnotized atm by the directed news in the media. It's a sad reality which we must, however, face with great courage, perseverance and patience. But the fact that there are many people who are aware of this should have a major influence in the fight against evil and Freemasonry, I observed. Ao, there is a quantitative aspect, isn't it? Unfortunately, there are many who have adopted an evil orientation out of ignorance or on purpose, but I believe that there are also many people who are oriented beneficially, positively and who want the good to win. Atms true, A replied Caesar, but do not forget that for the phenomena of beneficial and efficient mass action to occur, It is first necessary that there is a perfect state of unity between all members of a group or crowd and that they are acting in the same direction. You must understand why this state of unity of a group of human beings is necessary. Moreover, this can help you better understand how demonic and equals satanic forces act when they seek to divide by creating a state of suspicion and lack of unity in a group. If this state of unity is shattered, the energetic force disappears, and this is what the Freemasons seek to accomplish at a global or worldwide level. It is clear that, as long as people are divided and feel wrath against each other, especially through wars, the state of unity, force, coherence and efficiency of actions cannot be accomplished. Understanding this law, because it's really a universal law, can show you why it's so important to maintain a state of harmony in a group, team or couple. A feeling something was unclear, I asked Caesar my next question. And this state of unity of a group is disturbed even if those who fail to integrate are fewer than the others? What I'm about to tell you will amaze you, but only until you understand correctly the subtle mechanism involved, replied Caesar. To create a state of disharmony in a group, it is enough for just one person to appear in order to lead it into division and thus cancel the state of unity of the members by reason of unnecessary tension. This is precisely what the famous technique of diversion consists of and is so frequently used in politics and secret services. This is why it is so important for a group of beneficially oriented people to be harmonious and in touch with the direction they're acting in. In the event that there are people who are tempted or inclined to spread evil and inferior influences so as to ruin the deep harmony of thought and action in a group, it is good to eliminate them as quickly as possible from the group as a preventative method. It is more difficult when such persons infiltrate groups but choose to hide their true purposes, thoughts and interests and initially pretend to have the same aspirations and conduct as the members of the respective group. Next headline, the shock. After pausing and without any beating around the bush, Caesar made a sudden and rather startling statement which betrayed the real purpose of his unexpected visit. AO was asked from high above to contact you with regard to a more delicate problem. You don't have to worry because this can be a wonderful opportunity for you. A few days ago, I received a note at our base with a special heading through which I was asked for certain information on Dr. Xun. Our secret structures are very interested in relations with him and it seems that, at the highest level, things have been put in motion, especially now. Actually, the request was quite specific. I was asked to contact you because you were involved in the space translation performed by Dr. Xun last year. Completely astonished, I asked Caesar how it was possible for them to know that I had written on that subject. He laughed heartily and answered me quickly. Ever underestimate the power of the counter-information service? Did you imagine that you would remain anonymous after all those revelations? Caesar then became silent for a while, looking at the floor. Actually, our departments must work very closely. This is why I knew that you were targeted. Well, this game is more complicated than what I'm telling you now. It's important that, as I was saying, in this segment of the state structure there are some officials who are beneficially oriented and, through some artifices so to say, it's been decided not to stop you in your endeavors. The initial intention, according to a very quick standard procedure, was to remove you from the publishing circuit immediately. Of course, it would not have been at all easy for you. Some people in high offices, however, have somehow glimpsed at the importance of the information you're providing and they have especially anticipated the possible effect in the mind and soul of common people. You know very well that there is a difficult battle going on between huge interests, both at a national and an international level. Here in our country there is a very important focal point which is decisive with regard to victory for one side or the other. I am referring to the degree of awakening of the population and the special complex discovered in the Psky Mountains. There are, of course, other aspects as well, but I believe these are the most important. You therefore needed support, and believe me, There were plenty of internal tensions and discussions between our departments on this subject. We can even call them internal battles, arguments and counter-arguments, but they eventually gave you a tilde copyright kind of a green light. ATM, this means they will leave you in peace. AO, of course, I expected such reactions, which is why I have sort of prepared the groundwork with General Obdia and a few other trusted subordinates. A few days ago, I received the secret note I was telling you about and was summoned to a certain place.